Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now live, ladies and gentlemen. Another edition has begun. It is the 28th day of February 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Ron Paul, Bernanke deliberately destroying the dollar, congressman, schools Fed chairman, again during House Financial Service Committee meeting, warns that history is against you, and Bernanke literally gulped and looked like he was a pile of worms whenever Congressman Paul brought up this fact to him. Just an amazing grilling, and Bernanke just sitting there engaging in doublespeak. We're going to be airing that coming up in the next segment. Also, we have some big guests today. We've got Noel Sharkey, professor of artificial intelligence and robotics at the University of Sheffield, to talk about robot wars. Also, Matt Dayton from Project for New American Citizen is going to be joining us. Last night, Bill Clinton was in town at UT with, I'd say, a crowd of 5,000-6,000 people, it looked like to me, about the same crowd Ron Paul got, maybe smaller. And they hold up in a huge crowd of signs, a pretty big sign, but as big a sign that one person can hold it up, though, probably about 3 feet across. And it says, investigate 9/11. And the crowd starts hissing and screaming and freaking out, saying, take that sign down. But it's the crowd that causes the disturbance and literally shuts Clinton down for about 4 minutes. Clinton tries to act like he's talking to the university officials and others that are there, and some Democrat bigwigs. And he just waits and waits for people to come up and try to grab the sign away. And they do try to grab it away, but the PNAC folks hold it up again. And then the crowd starts chanting and screaming, take down the sign, take down the sign. Then we got calls and emails this morning where when I walked in, Aaron Dyke said, did you confront Bill Clinton last night? That's what people are saying. No, it wasn't me. It was PNAC. And then they thought someone was there with a bullhorn. No, that was the crowd disrupting. Then the crowd disrupts themselves and then blames it on me. So the wicked fleeth when none pursueth. They just totally shut Clinton down for like 5 minutes. The video's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now. And I woke up this morning to see this, and I called Rob to say, hey, call the PNAC guy, see if they'll come in. And he said, oh, they already called me last night, already came in, we YouTubed it. And I said, oh, great. So the YouTube I see, Rob put up. So an example of how I'm not even running my own office. I don't know half of what's going on around here. So just great job there, because this became quite an incident. And it happened. We had our free speech at a public university to hold up a sign. And it would have just been that, a sign. Everybody had a right to have their signs. There was even some Obama people there. But their attack on free speech, they're physically grabbing. I don't know if it was Matt Dayton that got grabbed on. I know he's coming in about 45 minutes because I just learned of this morning. I don't know who was videotaping. I just know it was PNAC that did it. But we'll find out just how much he got manhandled or who got manhandled, because the YouTube video is somebody back at a distance, I'd say about 80 yards away, shooting over the heads of a crowd in the middle of the crowd, and the PNAC person with the sign is like 20 feet in front of Clinton, but he's on a high spot, and so you just really see above this whole crowd the Investigate 9/11. So fabulous job to those guys. They're going to be in studio. Bill Clinton confronted in Austin is the headline at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Financial news, stay with us, straight ahead.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Victory.
Let's give a big welcome to our former president.
The big victory. They got the sign down, then the sign goes back up, and Bill Clinton responds.
Let's give all our honors a big hand. And here most, the finest Secretary of Housing and Urban Development this country ever had.
Duly noted. Put the sign down.
Well, let me say to all of you, first of all,
tell him to put the sign down.
To speak on Hillary's behalf. It is an honor to not want here to be at this great university. And it's an honor to me to be heckled by people who are afraid to hear the truth.
All right, and it goes on from there. Now, let me explain what happened here. Then I'm going to get into the economic news, military news. Got huge guests coming up today. The folks that confronted Bill Clinton are going to be in studio with us coming up here in about 50 minutes. But the story here is you've got thousands and thousands of people at the University of Texas. You got Bill Clinton down here at a university, a supposed place where free speech is cherished and honored. It is a student group. It's out there. They have their one sign out of thousands of other signs for Hillary Clinton. And just like the reports that have been caught on video of Hillary Clinton supporters coming up at universities in Colorado and Minnesota and other places, pulling down Ron Paul signs. They just say, Ron Paul, how dare you have free speech? How dare you hold something up? Bill Clinton started free speech zones his last year in office. Of course, the Russians coined that term in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, used it. Right through to today, as well as political incorrectness, hate crime, all of that is attacks on free speech. And our government's adopted all of it. Now, Bush, of course, has expanded a hundredfold. But you better believe with the Clintons and Obama and this whole crew, because they all work for the same people, it's just going to continue. Now, the idiots out there that were there to worship their god, Bill Clinton, if they would have just left the person with the sign alone that said investigate 9/11, none of this would happen. But it goes on for several minutes before we even started the tape here with the audio for you, where they're just saying, put the sign down, put it down. Ah! They start chanting in the crowd. Bill Clinton can't even speak because these First Amendment haters, these individuals that don't want us to investigate 9/11, that don't want the Bush administration and the military black ops that carried out the attacks brought to justice. Now, that's not really what they want. They just hate anybody that doesn't fall down prostrate in front of Bill Clinton or Hillary. But the pit you dig for somebody else, you fall into. You meant to stop our free speech. You meant to stop our political advocacy. You meant to stop their courage to go into a hostile crowd knowing that they would be attacked for daring to engage in free speech and expression. And this would have been a few photos, a little video on the web, no attention. Very little attention. But because you freaked out as a mob psychology, a bunch of red doper diaper babies, as Michael Savage likes to call you, himself a red doper diaper baby, or a red diaper doper baby, that's what he calls them. And by red diaper, he says their parents are communists, so they're born into red diapers, and they're doper babies. But it's true, man, a bunch of bedwetting red diaper doper babies out there. I didn't say some of the things that Beatnik says aren't true, it's true. You're out there, and of course that red diaper doper baby wants to restrict free speech as well, but from a right-wing angle. You go out there and you just blew it. You made Bill Clinton look like a fool. He was red in the face. They got close-ups of his face. He's real mad. He's upset. And then he tries to spin it in classic Bill Clinton deception. And he says, these people here, they just, these hecklers, it's great to be heckled by people that don't want you to know the truth. There was no heckling going on by the five or six PNAC people that were there. Project for New American Citizen, countering the neocons. They've just done so much as a student group. Only can commend them, all the work they've done. Bringing Ron Paul in, and bringing Sela Castillo in, and bringing myself in to speak to a 1,000 standing room only crowd, and all the events they've had, and the education they've engaged in. Just a great job. They just went out there like they always do with an investigate 9/11 sign. And then Bill Clinton says that they're the ones heckling them. They're nonverbal. They always just effectively hold up the sign and then let you act like a bunch of freaks, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. There's not a degree of separation between the Republicans and Democrats when it comes to their hate of free speech and their love of tyranny. And so Bill Clinton lies and says that it's PNAC that's heckling him when it's the crowd that's just gone into mob psychology. They come up, grab the sign, grab his arm, pull him down. He gets released again. He goes back up with the sign. Then Clinton addresses it because he can't give his speech because the crowd is howling and screaming, put the sign down. Which was... Bill Clinton was up on a stage. It was probably at his ankle level. It's down below him. There's Hillary signs all at the same level all around it as well. But it's that black and white sign. That'd be a good political sign. Politicians always use red, white, and blue, and green and white, and colors like that. What about just black and white? Very effective. Investigate 9/11. These are smart young men and women in PNAC. And so Bill Clinton then lies and says they're heckling and then says they're trying to disrupt him, trying to tell the truth, because Bill Clinton knows we're the truth movement. And so he's trying to expropriate our terminology. It's like Obama has expropriated We Are Change. And there's no doubt that that's happening. When he adopted that nomenclature 6-7 months ago, that was the height of We Are Change being on national news and you're getting all the attention, and there's all these activists, and the establishment knows you want change, and so they're going to try to masquerade and make you think that you're getting change when you're not getting change. So we're going to talk more about this in the next hour, because if the people get active and go to every event, every major event, and do yell and scream at the politicians or do hold up signs and let their supporters act like fools and do continue to get at their town hall meetings and their staged events and show that they're not really public, And keep injecting and keep literally in the info war hijacking all of these events as the First Amendment authorizes us to do and encourages us to do, it only really points out our God-given right, then it's going to bring them to their knees. And they are scared, they are upset, they are worried. And so, good job. But the behavior of the red diaper doper babies. Now, I know most liberals are now waking up, they're becoming libertarian, they're buying firearms, they're eating organic food, they're waking up to the larger pictures, they know we have a tyrannical government, they understand both parties are controlled, but you still have the hardcore liberals, the hardcore young people who still drink the Kool-Aid and think that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are the answer to this. No, they're just clients of the same intelligence apparatus. A huge apparatchik that is their political commissariat over this nation. And when I use communist terms, that's what they use. I'm not even saying they're communist. Communism was only one form of control and authoritarian domination. But they have adopted the political subterfuge and systems of oppression and suppression that the communists and fascists use, the globalists have borrowed from all those movements, which they, by the way, created, so I guess it isn't really borrowing. It isn't plagiarizing something that they actually wrote. They're just bringing their tricks back again. So shame, shame, shame. I know we have listeners that are Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton supporters. I know we have listeners listening right now on 1330 AM, listening on 96.3, listening on 90.1. or on the internet at Infowars.com, right here in Austin, Texas, who are out there in that huge throng worshiping Bill Clinton. And I know you probably couldn't help yourself in the mob psychology, in the group mind, mob behavior, into chanting, take the sign down, stopping, stopping. Would you like to call in when Matt Dayton from PNAC is in here and maybe apologize for being under mind control? Or maybe you want to call in and say it's wrong for Matt Dayton and PNAC to have a sign saying investigate 9/11. Maybe you think at a public event, at a public university, in the open air of the UT Mall, that free speech is allowed below the UT Tower. Maybe you think the universities aren't a place for free speech. Maybe you want to defend your disgusting activities last night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with financial news and a lot more. I'm done with the Bill Clinton stuff until the next hour. We'll be right back. Be sure and check out truthnews.us. It's a humdinger.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Just in.
Ride like a one-eyed devil.
And you know I don't tease.
We're gonna ride.
We have got a huge fish right up to the boat. for next week. We got a bunch of big guests coming up the next month that are confirmed, but a big fish popping in next week on the show. But not just big guests, big bombshell revelations. And I just thank God for all the success of this show and for the great crew I've got and the work we're doing here at this office. We are in dark times, though. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Okay, let me get into financial news. And then again, we have the professor, one of the top robotics experts in the world, coming on to talk about robot wars. This is London Telegraph. This is big news. This article actually plays down how serious it is. I mean, you'd think this was a shocking headline. Hey, it's 2008, ladies and gentlemen. It is Buck Rogersville. We're in the future. We're here. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play Ron Paul. It's a six-minute clip confronting Bernanke yesterday. This was the best I have seen yet. Big article up on prisonplanet.com. Paul Watson wrote, Ron Paul, Bernanke deliberately destroying the dollar. Congressman Schools Fed chairman again during House Financial Services Committee meeting warns history is against you. And I don't like to spend too much time on this, but I think it's important to understand psychology. We just talked about the mindless bedwetting liberal types. And by bedwetting, that really is a proper term for them. I mean, I know these people. If they're at your house and they see a gun in a gun case, they literally start shaking, going, they don't like free speech. They like the nanny government injecting them with mercury and controlling them, and they're just absolute idiots. But they mean well. At least they're not constantly threatening to kill us, like the right-wingers. And again, they're all part of a false paradigm. They constantly talk about how they want to kill us and how they're going to put us in camps and, you know, how we should be arrested. I have to say they're frankly probably worse, but they're in power right now. Wait till the Democrats are in, and they'll probably be just as bad, associating their personal power with the establishment. But on this Bernanke article, all we do is have Ron Paul's quotes, the admissions of skyrocketing inflation, the fact that they are devaluing the dollar. I mean, that's in Reuters, AP, everywhere. Finally, they're admitting it. And they just say, idiotic, fear-mongering, conspiracy tards, deep six is inaccurate. And then a person said to them, I take it you didn't read it or watch the videos. This is in Dig. I take it you didn't graduate from middle school. See, one of our people actually said, I take it you didn't watch the video, or I take it you didn't read it. Accurate, it's a transcript. And they come back with, the individual being attacked who's being reasonable comes back with, oh, you put me in my place. How can I argue with that logic? With your ego, I'm going to have to let you know that was sarcasm. By Keith G. Player, and he was talking to Herkimer 56, a horrid little troll on Dig who's been given imperial power by Dig to ban anyone he wants. He works for Dig, basically, with one. You can have 5,000 people vote you the main page. One vote from him. He's kind of like Diebold. He just has the magic Tinkerbell wand. And they go on in here with their comments about how we're lying, the dollar's strong, Bernanke's wonderful, the Federal Reserve isn't private. And I love a quote in here that was posted. This was in Woodward and Bernstein, one of their best-selling books. Kissinger said this publicly about how military men are dumb animals to be used. So this individual comments to him, hey, here's a quote, how you're dumb animals to be used. The establishment hates you. And they respond with, doesn't exist, it's not real, Kissinger loves me. I mean, they love being slaves, they love being dumb animals. Dumb animals out there attacking free speech at UT for Lord Clinton. Dumb animals who like being injected with poison, like having their dollar destroyed. And then sit there and say the dollar isn't being devalued. We're liars. Heaven help you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the website's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, RonPaulWarRoom.com. Okay, let me get into Bernanke. Ron Paul Bernanke deliberately destroying the dollar. Congressman Schools, Fed Chairman again during House Financial Services Committee meeting, warns history is against you. We're going to play the audio of this right now. But the amazing thing about this is Bernanke, just 3 months ago, in December, before Ron Paul, said that inflation was 2%. We played that here. Now, that's the government numbers. Big, large banks, brokerage firms, investment houses, they all debated it, but it was, I mean, depending on which one you looked at, it was between 13 and 17 to 20%. But the average was about 15%. 15% inflation last year. Now, that's with Bernanke saying it's 2%. Then, now the government admits that it's going to roar up to 7.45, and Bernanke's now admitting that. So if it was, if he was saying 2%, here's the point I'm trying to make. If he was saying 2% before, and it was really 15, and then now they're saying 7 plus, and then he keeps bringing up the Federal Reserve is mandated to deal with prices. And Ron Paul's, what does prices not have to do with the value of the dollar? It's the devaluing of the dollar that's causing all these commodities to go up. And finally, when Reuters and AP and others report, they say gold explodes on dollar drop. Oil explodes on value of dollar drop. I mean, it's a 1 plus 1 equals 2, not even 2 plus 2 equals 4 level equation that a four-year-old can do. But Bernanke keeps this illusion going that that's not what's happening. Because they don't want to raise the paychecks. They don't want to raise the amount of money for people on fixed incomes, the people who have paid into Social Security. That's just one reason. So they want to just keep playing along, and I guess most Americans are going to play along. Okay, well, they say there's low inflation. There is, then. The price of wheat just doubled in 5 months. Doubled. Let me say that again. Doubled. Every major commodity is skyrocketing. Not because it's really... And then I've got this ABC News report about time to play it. I'll play it. You got that, right, John? I sent it to you? Okay, good. You're getting it right now. We're going to play it later. Where they claim that it's ethanol is the reason that wheat prices and corn prices and all of this are skyrocketing. You know, I actually went last night when I saw this newscast. I already knew the numbers because I had experts on and covered it on air, but I wanted to check. Still, only about 5-6% of our wheat and corn was used for ethanol. That doesn't even really play in to why the price has exploded. It is the devaluation of the dollar that has done that. And now, because the dollar's been devalued, other currencies are worth more. And so the larger sellers, the stockpilers of wheat and corn, if you go to the docks in Galveston or Houston or Long Beach or New York or Boston, you see these huge trains coming in boxcars into big facilities that then have these big chutes that dump it into the holds of ships. Well, those ships are lined up right now because it's a fire sale. Now, people in the past really couldn't afford U.S. grains and things. They still bought a lot of them, but they were still somewhat expensive because they were third world nations or they were Europe and, you know, the dollar was worth so much you had to buy it in dollars. Not anymore. And so I looked it up and that's it. They radically increased the export. We're finally exporting something because we're so poor. We're like a third world country now. But look, I'm digressing. I better get to this financial news or I never will. Here is Ron Paul confronting Bernanke, and Bernanke engaging in spin that is just, I always say off the charts. They talk to the public like we have IQs of 65. Here it is.
The gentleman from Texas, the ranking member of the subcommittee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Bernanke, earlier you were asked a question about the value of the dollar, and you sort of deferred and said, you know, that's the Treasury responsibility. I always find this so fascinating because it's been going on for years. Your predecessor would always use that as an excuse to not talk about the value of the dollar. But here I find the chairman of the Federal Reserve, who's in charge of the dollar, in charge of the money, in charge of what the money supply is going to be. But we don't deal with the value of the dollar. But you do admit you have a responsibility for prices. But how can you separate the two? Prices are a mere reflection of the value of the dollar. If you want to control prices, then you have to know the value of the dollar. But if you're going to avoid talking about the dollar, then all you can do then is deal with central economic planning. You know, if we stimulate the economy, maybe there'll be production and prices will go down. And if prices are going up too fast, you have to bring on a recession. You have to try to balance these things, which I think is a totally impossible task and really doesn't make any sense. Because in a free market, if you had good economic growth, you never want to turn it off. Because good economic growth brings prices down, just like we see the prices of computers and cell phones. Those prices come down where there's less government interference. But, you know, the hard money economists who have been around for a while, they have always argued that this would be the case. Those who want to continue to inflate will never talk about the money, because it isn't the money supply that is the problem. It's always the prices. And that is why the conventional wisdom is everybody refers to inflation as rising prices, instead of saying inflation comes from the unwise increase in the supply of money and credit. And when you look at it, and I mentioned in my opening statement that M3, now measured by private sources, is growing by leaps and bounds. In the last 2 years, it increased by 42%. Currently, it's rising at a rate of 16%. That is inflation. That will lead to higher prices. So to argue that we can continue to do this, continue to debase the currency, which is really the policy that we're following, is purposely debasing, devaluing a currency, which to me seems so destructive. It destroys the incentives to save. It destroys, and if you don't save, you don't have capital. Then it just puts more pressure on the Federal Reserve to create capital out of thin air in order to stimulate the economy. And usually that just goes into malinvestment, misdirected investment, into the housing bubbles or the NASDAQ bubble. And then the effort is, once the market demands the correction, what tool do you have left? Let's keep pumping. Pump, pump, pump. And it just is an endless task. And history is against you. I mean, history is on the side of hard money. If you look at stable prices, you have to look to the only historic sound money that's lasted more than a few years. Fiat money always in. Gold is the only thing where you can get stable prices. For instance, in the last 3 to 4 years, the price of oil has tripled, a barrel of oil, $20, $30 up to $100 a barrel. And yet, if you look at the price of oil in terms of gold, it's absolutely flat. It's absolutely stable. So if we want stable prices, we have to have stable money. But I cannot see how we can continue to accept the policy of deliberately destroying the value of money as an economic value. It's so immoral, in the sense that, what about somebody who saved for the retirement and they have CDs, and we're inflating the money at a 10% rate? Their standard of living is going down, and that's what's happening today. The middle class is being wiped out, and nobody's understanding that it has to do with the value of money. Prices are going up. So how are you able to defend this policy of deliberate depreciation of our money?
Congressman, the Federal Reserve Act tells me that I have to look to price stability, which I believe is defined as the domestic prices, the consumer price index, for example, and that's what we aim to do. We look for low domestic inflation. Now, you're correct that there are relationships, obviously, between the dollar and domestic inflation, and relationships between the money supply and domestic inflation, but those are not perfect relationships. They're not exact relationships, and given a choice, we have to look at the inflation rate, the domestic inflation rate. Now, I understand that you would like to see a gold standard, for example, but that is really something for Congress. That's not my
But your achievement, we have now PPI going up at a 12% rate. I would say that doesn't get a very good grade for price stability. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I agree. It's not the more relevant one, I think, is the consumer price index, which measures the price consumers have to pay. And that was last year between 3.5% and 4%. And I agree, that's not
the PPI is going to move over into the consumer index.
And we're looking forward this year, and we're trying to estimate what's going to happen this year. And a lot of it depends on what happens to the price of oil. And oil flattens out, we'll do better. But if it continues to rise at the rate of 2007, it'll be hard to maintain low inflation. I agree.
Thank you. Hard to maintain low inflation. So he's saying we have low inflation. prices are exploding. That is inflation. And the main driver of this is dollar devaluation. This equation is not even at the level of 1 plus 1 equals 2. I'm wrong. It's like having a three-year-old look at the number 1 and going, 1, Daddy. I mean, can the public just look at it and see what it is? And the fuel being above $100 a barrel, that's going to accelerate prices. I mean, this has a cascading effect as well into everything. So all they do is they keep bringing in to their index whatever happens to be cheap on the market. And still, it's at inflation's going up to 7.45 in their own cooked books. They're talking about a 12% overall rise in prices. And that's cooked books. And remember, that's in the aggregate. That compounds each year. You don't just lose 15% of your dollar's value in 2007. No, then we go into 2008, and at 15% on top of that, that'd be 30% loss in everything you've got, in the value of any savings you've got. But see, the Fortune 500, the Dow Jones Industrial 30, they're the top 30 stocks, and they're international, and so their value is staying up. Or even if it drops, you're still buying them with dollars, so, oh, it's still 12,000, but it isn't really 12,000, it's 6,000 and dropping. But the yuppies, they can figure out how to wax their BMW, they can figure out, as I say, how to act stylish and cool and be cynical and snicker at people. They can figure out how to support George Bush, or they can figure out how to go support Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. They can figure out how to windsurf or what. I'm not knocking if you windsurf. You know what I mean, though. You can figure out how to laugh at us in the message boards. But if you don't politically get mad about this, they're going to continue it. They wouldn't do this if they thought you wouldn't go along with it, you buffoons. And I don't mean our main listeners. I'm talking about those that will not get it. This is life and death in our economy. Now, gold went above 965 again today. There is no doubt it's only going to go up. I mean, it might correct a few dollars, but then race back up next week. I think we're going to see $1,000 gold by the end of next month. I mean, that's a pretty safe estimate. I don't make predictions in financial markets, but mainstream news is saying it'll hit $1,000. It's one of the only places where you can have limited knowledge and still make a lot of money, or at least keep some of your assets. You know, we say you're making it, and in dollars you are making huge profits, but that's a fraud because you're, I mean, be clear, you're not really making money. You're just keeping the value you had. You got a $25,000 CD. It lost 15% of its value last year, and they paid you 4%. It's going to lose 15 to 20%, maybe more this year, in true value. It's a very simple equation, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say buying gold is some huge profit. You're only keeping your value unless it goes completely wild, which it looks like it may, and then you might actually make huge profits in the global arena, but only because globally middle-class know-it-alls who've been snookered by the New World Order haven't started buying it yet, but they're starting to get it. And when it becomes the fashionable thing, and you're at the gym, and the yuppie next to you is on his cell phone talking to his wife about how he just figured out how gold's the big buy and he's the expert, that's when you know it's going to go to 2,000. All right, I'm not going to spend much time on this. I got a bunch of other economic news, but I wanted to bring Ted in for just a few minutes. Ted, you've got gold at yesterday's prices. It hardly went up in what you're charging in the last 2 weeks. This is bargain basement just to get people into gold, to introduce them to it. You've got a couple different coins and some silver. Again, what do you think about what Ron Paul said to Bernanke? You heard him talk about gold.
Hey, he's talking straight with people, and it's really nice to see that kind of a conversation going on between a congressman and the sitting chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank. We've needed this for so long. I'm for sure, if we can't have Ron Paul as president, we better get him back as a congressman. Otherwise, this whole thing is going to go away. And you know, Alex, I just can't tell you how valuable it is to have that one single lone voice sitting on that banking committee. Oh, my God. I'd shudder to think what's going to happen if we lose Ron Paul in that position.
Well, the Republican Party have, they're not even running a Democrat against him. The Republican Party have pulled out all the stops in Texas, and Ron Paul is in danger right now.
Well, I can tell you right now, I hope every Texan in that particular jurisdiction gets behind him.
It's March 4th. It's next Tuesday.
Well, they better get on it, because that's all I can say is that we need somebody like him with his voice in that position, because if we lose him, oh, man, I tell you.
Ted, we need to, I mean, I know you've already spent, what, 20, 30 grand of your own money, and about 20's come in from listeners for airplanes. Everybody saw him this weekend in Austin. Maybe I'll put in a few thousand. We need to get some airplanes over his district this weekend and Monday and Tuesday in Galveston, in Lake Charles, in Texas City.
I agree with you, Alex. I've already got one out there. I think we'll fly one. I'll call my guy and get it up in the air.
All right, Ted, I wanted to get into gold with you briefly. Stay there. We'll be right back.
I'm going to leave you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I'm not going to belabor this, but you've got a chance to protect yourself. I know Ted Anderson's a good guy to get gold and silver from, but if you don't get it from him, just get it from somebody and get it fast. Crank it up for a minute. I got to hear it.
That's right.
Don't wait until the trendy Wendy's pile in to get the gold. Because then it's going to go up to 2,000. Get it now.
Sweet little babe, you don't have to go. Little baby, tell me you won't go. Would it be so good together if we had the time?
We're here Monday through Friday.
Be alone, the lowest state of mind.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, no. I see your man ain't here. He don't care. I'm aware the night is gone.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, I just appreciate you starting this network. I appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate how much information you've given out, how right you've been all along, the advice you gave me 7-8 years ago when I first got a little bit of gold and silver here and there. You got the deals. Tell folks about the offer, and then that's going to be it. I appreciate you coming back in to do this. I've just really been hammering on this, listeners, to move into gold and silver.
Yeah, I got to tell you right now, Alex, gold just blew through 950, and today it has hit a peak of 968 so far. I've got the...
It's up $3 since I last looked.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely strong. There's no question about it. Gold, I've got those British sovereigns at 962 again. That's the same price as it was back when I was pricing these at 940. And then I also have the franc coins, which are also a really good deal at 210, same price range. Silver just completely ignored... $18 an ounce, blew right through, almost to $20 now. It's been as high as $19.84. I wouldn't be surprised to see silver at $20 an ounce very shortly. And I still have those coins, the quarters and the dimes, at $21 per face.
And, Ted, we're really seeing the illusion of the Federal Reserve crack. I mean, who would ever thought we'd have 8,000, 6,000, 4,000 at Ron Paul rallies chanting down with Big Brother, down with the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's really starting to happen. Folks, protect yourselves, even if it's a quarter-ounce coin, even if it's a 20th of an ounce coin. Those are great coins to have, beautiful coins. Give them the toll-free number, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237, folks, you got to get gold and silver at this time. Like Alex said, if you're not going to buy it from us, get it somewhere else, but get it.
1-800-686-2237. These are great deals. And the tiny 4% profit or whatever I was asking Ted this morning that goes into it for Ted, that literally just pays the people to take the order. Ted is doing this to introduce you to gold and silver. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And on any other security or commodity, you know, you're paying the stockbrokers a lot more percentage-wise just to buy that crap. I'm telling you, folks, 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special or it's going to be higher price. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
We'll be right back with more news, your phone calls, and PNAC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.